Sister BJ and her sharing, which kind of was an overflow, is really from the first life study for this week. So this is actually one of the classic footnotes in the recovery version, that we all need to pick up these treasures. If you want to impress someone with the value that what we have, this is one treasure to share with them. And so 1 Corinthians life study message number 4, 3 and 4, both are on this fellowship. It takes a lot to give this a proper presentation, but it's so crucial because it's a foundation. Maybe we could just enjoy a couple of verses here. For those that you don't know, let's read 1:2 again. We had it from last week, but then 1:9. These two verses are very good. How about sisters, 1 Corinthians 1:2?
To the church of God which is in Corinth.
Amen.
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints, with all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours.
Amen.
How about brothers, verse 9? God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. How many of you know this little course from the training? It says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, that we forgive Christ and enjoy him as our God-given portion. There's a number more, but I think maybe that's good. So I think we just want to whet your appetite for this. The sections on this first life study, that the one that particularly BJ was referring to, is this one called The Participation in Christ. And it basically introduces. Now, next week, it goes through it in a little bit more detail. So if you missed it this week, you know, there's a lot of repetition, so you'll get more. It goes through these 19 items and lists them. But then it just, and this is so crucial to us saints, we enjoyed it as in our fellowship. We should concentrate on him.
Amen.
Not on any person, things, or matters other than him. And we should focus on him as the unique center.
Amen.
Appointed by God that all the problems among the believers may be solved. So saints, regardless of what we're going through, as we're focused on Christ, enjoying this Christ, we have the solution to the problems. So we've been called into a mutuality in which we enjoy what the Son is, and in which we are one with him and he is with us. Now, if you go to the next message, it develops it a little further. And I'd like to just point out to this. So for the divisions in the church to be solved, it's not just that I enjoy Christ, but this fellowship into which we've been called, saints, is something mutual. And so this is, it points out here, to keep the oneness in the Lord and to avoid divisions, we need to uplift and exalt the unique name of our Lord by dropping all the names other than this highest name.
Amen.
Then it talks about this fellowship. Now, I'm not sure if it's this week or this coming week, but it gives a definition. Mm-hmm. Maybe, whether it's a foretaste or not, I don't know. But it's this week? Where it talks about the mutuality. This fellowship is, here it is. It's called into the fellowship of the Son. It says this fellowship involves not only the oneness between us and the triune God, but the oneness among all the believers.
Amen.
So if Dane enjoys the Lord and I enjoy the Lord, then we share this enjoyment of Christ. It's not just me enjoying the Lord in fellowship, but it's we enjoy this fellowship together. So it's really good here. It just says this. Furthermore, it implies enjoyment, that is this fellowship, our enjoyment of the triune God, the triune God's enjoyment of us, and also the enjoyment which the believers have with one another.
Amen.
In this fellowship, we enjoy the triune God. The triune God enjoys us. Yes. Moreover, we enjoy all the believers. Amen. And all the believers enjoy us.
Amen.
So I enjoy Dane's enjoyment of the Lord. He enjoys my enjoyment. You see what I'm saying? And this becomes our fellowship.
Yeah.
So it's so crucial that we get our taste, that our spiritual taste would be for Christ.
Amen.
Didn't you enjoy this table this morning? I did, because the table is focused on the most wonderful person.
Amen.
Now, if you're looking for something else, I guess you came to the wrong restaurant, because the only food this restaurant serves is this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
The processed one, the one through death and resurrection.
Amen.
It's the life-giving spirit in our spirit. You want something else? Well, I'm sorry, that's the only food this restaurant serves. So I just tell you, this is so good. So if you enjoy this food and I enjoy this food, then we have a wonderful fellowship, right? Because we have our taste built up for this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Anyway, that's probably good enough. So maybe if anybody else wants to share what you enjoyed concerning the all-inclusive Christ in this fellowship, go right ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.